settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
And welcome to the Spirits Work Show. Coming to you a little late, but never mind. It's worth waiting for. This is the Metaphysical and Spiritual Show with a Difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
And I'm Mick Avery. Hello.
We're mediums who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit. We focus on education, and on this show, through Mick's deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you truths as to the nature of your existence direct from the other side of life. Today's show we'll be talking about developing your gifts of spirit. So if you'd like to join us with a question related to our subject, the phone lines will be open. And, you know, I mean, you can phone up and ask us about maybe any problems that you have developing your mediumship or any sort of anything that you like to, you wonder about to do with psychic abilities that you may have. So the number to call is toll-free in the U.S. and it's 877-876-5227. Canada, 888-810-8322, and if there are any international callers out there, it's not toll-free, but it's 001-530-876-3222. And I'd just like to mention that week after next, and that will be the 12th of March, we're going to be running an experiment, and we're going to be doing some mini free short Akashic readings with Gregory Hay. And basically, what we want you to do is, if you would like a free session with Gregory, it's only a short session, it'd probably be one question, maybe a few, I don't know, I don't actually know how long it's going to be, 5 or 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
see how it goes. We'll be playing it by ear. But basically, if you would like to phone us in, email us in the first instance, give us your phone number. We need your full birth name. That's what you were when you were
on
your birth certificate. And we need your date of birth. Okay? So we need your phone number, your full birth name, and your date of birth. Okay? And then what we will do is we will have a little list of people, and then we will phone you up on the night, and we'll see how it goes. So email us in the first instance, and then we'll get back to you and explain what will be happening and if you're likely to be on that night. I mean, if we get a long list, then we will be doing this periodically, so we'll work it out, okay? And basically, we will ask you to ask one question, okay? And, you know, this is about you. This is your Akashic reading. This is about your life, your book of life. So don't waste your question on asking about your loved ones or your family, okay? This is about you and your life, all right? So anyway, we'll see where we go, and I'll let Mick do his little bit now.
Well, thank you very much, dear. I was wondering when I was going to do my little bit. Thank you. Well, hello, I am Mick Avery, and as well as Spirit's Work, here on the fabulous BBSRadio.com on Mondays at 7 p.m. PST and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST, we've got another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. Now, if you would like to know more about us, our books, CDs, order an Akashic reading from Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, we suggest you go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Oh, and incidentally, to do with that situation of Akashic readings, we actually are going to be doing live Akashic readings as well, and we'll fix up, there'll be a possibility of people to actually fix up a live appointment on the telephone. It will be recorded, digitally recorded.
This is private. These are private sessions.
These are not to do with the radio show. These will be a private one-to-one session, basically, that you'll be able to have with Spirit Guide Gregory Hay for at least an hour.
Up to an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, of course, if you would like to I've just realized that I didn't give you the email number.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, for any of these things that we've been talking about, email enq@spirit-teaching.com. That's enq@spirit-teaching.com.
Yes, thanks. And as regular listeners will know, and of course those of you new to the show, this is the first time that you'll hear this. Each week, live on the show, I myself channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Now, Gregory himself had an Earth life in the early 1700s in England, but now he's come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he's gained access to with those of us still on the Earth plane. Now, we don't spend a long time on small talk and chit-chat, except for this time we've got a few other things to say. So we wish to have the best amount of time that we can over to Spirit, and as that is what really matters on this program. So I'm going to pass you back over to Sylvie so I can go into trance, which is really just kind of like falling off a log, going to sleep, really. And I won't know of anything, as I say, that happens in the program. So I won't hear it until I hear the tape. Okay, so that's me. I'm going now. Goodbye.
Thanks, Nick.
That's all right. Thank you.
Gregory, who you're about to listen to, Gregory, Spirit Gregory, is the spokesperson for the White Cloud Group. And they are made up of scientific minds of all description plus ordinary people. They're an educational team and have come to give us access to information that we need to know in order that we may move towards a more harmonious and peaceful way of life. Hopefully to understand the nature of our existence and help us to maybe evaluate our lives differently. When Mick is in trance, as he said, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the White Cloud Group so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Spirit Gregory. So this is not just Mick passing the information to us. He won't be aware of what is happening, and it will be a completely different person who will be taking the show with me. Spirit Guide Gregory Hay. So as Mick said, you can find out more about us from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And also, if you have a question, a show suggestion topic, let's say you'd like us to discuss one week, do get in touch, and we will see what we can do. We do actually do most of the things that people send in, within reason. Okay, so I do believe Gregory Hayes with us now.
I do believe I am, friend.
Hello, Gregory.
With love and light, as always, friend.
Thank you.
And peace be in your journey.
Thank you very much. Oh, well, we're looking forward to tonight talking about developing gifts of spirit. And there's so many things that we don't know about, obviously, but mainly I would like to start with behind the scenes.
Yes.
When somebody decides to develop mediumship, let's start with, do they have to know that they have a gift?
Well, the point then to begin with is that everyone has to realize that every single being in physical life has a gift of spirit, whatever that may be. This is a gift which is non-physical, something which is beautiful and divine, a part of the essence of the creative force of all life. So everyone, every single one of you, has a gift to give to someone else, which is non-physical, yet is reactive in such a way as it will help that other being or themselves in some spiritually defined way to meet a condition known as transformation. That gift of transformation from what is not to something that is. So you as a being, my friends, will actually grow in this energy.
Okay, well, did somebody phone in then?
Hi, yeah, my name's Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, dear friend.
Hi, this is the first time I've ever called in and I got through, so that's just great.
Lovely. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. So I'm not...
So...
Go ahead.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, my life has been in total flux recently. Everything has been changing, and as far as I know I have a gift, and am I going in the right direction to fully develop that and be supported by the universe?
Yes, my friend. But part of the reason why you are in such a predicament at this moment in time is because your energy is changing. So what you are actually seeing and what you are actually witnessing in your life is actually to do with your increased sensitivity, or should I say your altered sensitivity and awareness of situations around you. So what you perceive at this moment in time are shifting energy patterns of, perhaps shall we say, the, if you look perhaps at a situation of your mind and a condition of your mind some time ago, let's say 6 weeks ago, it would have been of a condition, of a sensitivity that you actually perhaps would not have dreamt of feeling the things that you feel now.
Absolutely, yes. That's...
Yes, quite so. And because, my dear friend, the fact that your mind is opening, it is as though you are taking the blinkers off. Imagine a blinkered horse that is pulling a dray. And you actually... If you are that blinkered horse, all you can see is the road in front of you. You cannot see any side streets, no sensitivity or awareness of the actual foundation of the road itself.
Correct.
You just plod along with one foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is that, in fact, you have come upon this possible suggestion that you actually are something unique and divine within your own self, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You are unique. You see, you are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is to actually develop whatever it is. Do not fixate, friend, upon any fact that, oh, I must have this gift or that gift. Don't put a label upon it.
Okay.
Just really put yourself out there to asking the spirit world to give you signs and signals of what that gift may be. So the first thing, friend, you have to do is to actually learn to meditate, to accept the peace within you, to enable yourself, your physical state, to expand in awareness.
Okay.
That is your physical state meeting with your spirit.
Okay.
This in itself can be defining divine moments in your life.
Okay.
When you bring this about, friend, you perhaps may then, once you are familiar with these energies and this changing situation, you simply ask, perhaps, shall we say you pick a particular time when you want to sit to meditate, and shall we say that you want to communicate with beings in the spirit world. What we ask you to do is simply to say an invocation or prayer at the beginning and ask in that invocation or prayer exactly what it is that you want that's on your mind.
Okay.
So, for example, friend, if you want communication from the spirit world, ask of that. But always, along with the asking, say that you wish this energy only from the highest and best.
Okay.
It is important that you say this, and also to add that you will be protected within this situation every time that you sit. And even regardless that you say that, you will say it every time that you sit.
Got it.
Yes?
Yes.
And then you will be protected. Then you will be actually brought into the energy, perhaps, of other beings who work with you. And this actually, friend, is the first hurdle to overcome.
Okay.
Is in just meeting with these beings who perhaps may wish to work with you. They won't necessarily be the same ones every time. And we will go into this in a little while.
Okay.
But so this is the these are the first situations you need to bring into yourself.
Okay.
In order to create this actual doorway for your life.
Okay.
So she has to bring the right conditions.
Yes.
Of herself.
Yes, this is true. Which means, so it means, friend, that you don't do it, you do not sit down to meditate as soon as you've come in from work or whatever it is that you're doing during the day, which is filling your mind up with
exactly.
all sorts of thoughts and feelings, because that would just then be difficult for you to cope with.
Right.
So the first thing we ask you to do, as a test, if you like, as a trial for yourself,
okay.
And this doesn't mean to say that you're putting yourself through anything.
No, I understand.
But the first thing then we would ask of you to do is to set aside some time, first thing in the morning on a weekend, shall we say, when you're not actually having to do anything, a job of work or whatever it is. And I'm being very general here to take in other people's situations as well. You understand? And so you will actually take this time and meditate as soon as you wake up. We do not want you to do anything apart from perhaps brush your teeth, take a glass of water, sip some water, sit in a straight back chair, and move into this sense and feeling of meditation. This is something which you need to become used to, these energies, and it is the perfect time for you to begin to open up yourself to the very wonderful gifts which may await you in your life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really
thanks, Rebecca.
Pardon me?
Thank you very much.
Well, I thank you very much. I really appreciate this.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good luck. Do call again sometime.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Can I just say, okay, you were saying that we have a gift, we all have a gift.
Yes.
Would I be right in saying that you can't actually choose which gift that you want, though?
Exactly. Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I am wondering, what's the best type of healing work that Gregory suggests for personal healing?
Personal healing, friend.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, friend, the best thing that you can do for your own personal healing, if there are specific problems that you have, then what we suggest, friend, is that you set aside some time in the day, and the first thing to do in any event is to go out and purchase perhaps 4 equal candles or sticks or holders. Whatever form of candlelight that you are wanting to use, that would be perfect for your surroundings. So perhaps they may be tea lights. That is something quite cheap and inexpensive, and something which will actually be quite safe for you. So you would set each tea light down upon a saucer or something like that in a figure of 4 around a chair, a straight-backed chair. And then what we would ask you to do is, regardless of whatever the ailment is for your life, the healing will be the same. And that is that you will open yourself in prayer to begin with. You will sit silently, try to use a silent time when there will be little disturbance to your life, to your room. Take out any telephones or anything like that that connect you with the outside world. If you live with a family, ask them to be quiet during this time and perhaps set aside a specific time for this. Shall we say then that you actually set aside a time of 30 minutes or something of that nature? Do not have any clocks in the room either, because this will only alter your sensibility. What we then suggest to you, friend, is that you actually deal with this situation in this way, that you actually most calmly ask for prayer and protection, ask for the spirit world to come close to you, to draw close to you, and that if there are any healing energies available, that you ask for these to be given to you, to be brought upon you. Now, this doesn't mean to say that it's something that you have to have done before. You do not actually have to have someone else present necessarily in order to bring about the healing meditation. We call it the ring of light. So you actually have the four burning candles around you. These are forms of protection, and also in order to bring about the right condition and the right energy, state of mind, for you to meditate and to allow the spirit energies to come to your help and to your aid.
All right.
Have I left anything out so far?
I don't think so, no. And,
very well.
It's a wonderful thing to try to do. It really is.
Yes.
Is this something that you think you could do?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Desiree.
Okay.
You are most welcome,
Thanks
Fred.
Very much. Bye.
Bye, Fred.
So what I was going to continue with in this situation is that you would then just open yourself to the spirit world. It would be quite safe because you have already said an invocation, a prayer. You have already said the reasons of why you are sitting and asked for protection, of course, and for healing at this time. So you are quite free to open yourself to these energies and to just allow them to... It will be a very gentle experience, a very giving experience.
Yes,
for you to feel.
Absolutely, and I can recommend this, doing this on a reasonably regular basis.
Yes.
You know, just to help you stay buoyant in your life, really, because it just to sit there and let spirit world erase the negativity around you and that sort of thing. And I don't mean negative energies and that sort of thing, and nothing paranormal, but just the negative situations that drag you down in your life.
Yes.
That you end up carrying around.
Yes, and particularly, of course, for people on your side of life who are physically suffering, perhaps, from some chronic dis-ease or whatever it may be, something which drug dependency tends to not really cure, but actually just subdue somewhat, perhaps. And so this is something for those forms of chronic sufferers who could actually benefit from this type of connection. Now, there is nothing weird or paranormal about it, as you say.
Mm.
This is something which is very natural. And as a part of your physical world, it is also a part of uniting you with the greater world of the creative universe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
And it is to do with these energies, not necessarily that you have to identify a specific being involved in this, but that really in doing this you are actually setting about asking your spirit guide and helper, your doorkeeper or guardian angel, whoever you wish to call that being who walks every step of your way with you and shares your life, that you are wanting to open yourself up to these healing energies.
Very good for if you tend to get a bit depressed.
Yes.
Mm. Lift your spirits, literally.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, so basically we were talking about the fact that we all have a gift, but we can't actually pick our gift.
No, quite so. Although I do have to say that every single being does have a gift of healing in one way or another to everyone else. So that is a physical connection and a psychic connection, if you like, a spirit-based connection, which everyone in physical life has that capability because you are spirit. And being that you are spirit means that you only have to make the bridge work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is what we try to do, to bring to you the actual keys to use in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody, you have a wish to be a medium or a psychic, whatever you want to call it, okay? I know in America we don't tend to distinguish too regularly between the two, but there is a big difference, isn't there?
There is a tremendous difference between a psychic and a medium. A psychic actually reads situations in the auric field, of the being and does not necessarily make any contact whatsoever with the spirit world. This is really to do purely about earth energies and is not linked to anything paranormal or to do with the afterlife.
And I know this is probably a play on words that is just a different way of calling it, but basically what we're saying is there's a psychic way of working.
Yes.
And a mediumistic way of working. And we're not saying that all psychics can't work mediumistically or anything like that. But the actual term, if you're working psychically, it's different.
The actual term means that all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. That is, not all psychic beings can actually are developed enough to work with beings from the spirit world. It is not really a play on words. It is the way in which some controls, shall we say, of certain societies actually use one word to describe many other things.
Yes, that's what I meant, yeah.
It is a change in language structure.
Absolutely.
But actually, if you look at the real detail of what that language structure is, there are two entirely different meanings to it.
Yes.
Because that explains the actual mechanic that you are working with.
So do you want to just explain those a moment then?
Very well, yes.
You know, I mean, just generally.
Very well.
If you're working psychically.
So if you are working psychically, my friend, you will obviously be able to connect with all of the situations of that person's life, because it, you or anyone in physical life carry your life around with you. So it may be that the connection is purely on a psychic level, and that what you are in fact tuning into are the energies within that psychic level, which means that you are not actually connecting with loved ones, you are not necessarily connecting with any spirit guides or helpers. In fact, you definitely won't be. A person who works psychically is merely regurgitating the signals of energies and reading those energies back to the patient or the client.
Mm-hmm.
And although this is all very well and good, it is not actually necessarily giving a spirit-based direction or directive,
mm-hmm.
which is something which is on a different level to that of a psychic prediction.
Mm-hmm.
So what you are reliant on if you are making a psychic connection is exactly on what you see. You aren't relying on being told anything outside of yourself. So, differently, of course, if you are working mediumistically, the central situation is that you are communicating with beings who are non-physical on the client's behalf. So it means that if you are making that connection yourself, you are perhaps would have already developed a situation, or you are working to develop a situation between yourself and other beings who are non-physical in the spirit world, who may perhaps come to work with you. These are in the shape of spirit guides or spirit helpers. A spirit helper is no less a being than a spirit guide. It is really just a different inference. A spirit guide is usually someone who stays with you for a long time, a long period of time. A spirit helper is someone who is passing through. That doesn't mean to say they only make one visit, although they may only make one visit. A spirit helper usually will build up a relationship with you over a period of time and will gradually perhaps be there in support of your work or your welfare or whatever it is for a limited time period, and to bring you very specific energies so that you may then continue to develop, and then will leave you with those energies and that learning process, that knowledge gathering experience, to enable you to carry on with your next purpose in life. So, in other words, you are gradually stepping upon the ladder of life. You are increasing your knowledge and awareness. You are developing the skills of communication with those from the spirit world. In whatever frame of guise or whatever garb that they happen to be dressed in. So it may be, dear friend, that these beings do not have to be ascended masters or whatever. They can be just ordinary people from ordinary walks of life. It doesn't mean to say they are any lesser for having that experience or for your experience with them. Yes, Finn.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 Hello,
hello,
friend.
Hello. Who do
hello?
I have? Who do I have? Who do I
this ha- is Sylvie and Gregory.
Oh, hi there. Is Mr. Camp on tonight?
Don. Hang on. I'll put you back to Don Newsom. Are you still there?
No, my friend. Do continue.
Okay. All right. That's funny. We love people phoning up for the fire brigade or something next.
Yes, or do we supply cat food?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so you've decided to start developing your gifts, okay?
Yes.
And behind the scenes in the spirit world, who decides, what do you do, spirit side, who decides what gift this person is going to have?
Well, we certainly do not decide the gifts that the person has. It is about the individual person's own identity and what their leanings are toward or what it is they are able to develop. It may not be something that specific to begin with.
Right.
After all, some human beings could be developing even just their meditational skills and their development of connection with spirit for perhaps 5 years before they even manage to make a true and genuine connection with someone from the spirit world. So do not necessarily think that this is something which is going to happen just like that. I know perhaps many of you will perhaps think that you're going to become a trance medium or something like that within a very short space of time. And you may. I'm not ruling it out. But the general situation will be that the state of, for example, trance mediumship will actually happen over a period of time. As the graduation of the meditative state progresses, and you do not have to have had 4,000 lives or whatever in order to become a trance medium either. That is another myth perpetrated by beings in the physical world or other dimensions who have other ideas about their own accomplishment.
So nobody actually decides what gifts that you have then. Surely when they start sitting, then you decide scientifically as well as spiritually,
well,
what they lean towards, what
yes,
they are
absolutely
receptive to.
And also, of course, to the vibration of their specific energy. It is all really about their vibration of specific energy. So you may have someone, you may have heard it a great many times, oh, he is a wonderful healer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, if a person is really truly a wonderful healer, it isn't they who are healing. What it means is that they are just opening themselves to the spirit world so that spirit energies of the creative force of all life, all that is, are actually doing the healing for you.
So they're being a good medium, basically.
So they are then being a good medium,
that's
a good
message.
Channel to allow those energies to come forward. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, is a sign of development. If you have, on the other hand, someone who is perhaps developing their communication skills with beings in the spirit world, it may well be that the communication swings from one state to another state. Some weeks, perhaps, the person may actually see and identify certain beings in the spirit world and communicate with them quite freely. And at other times, it may be a very difficult process. So this is not something which will and they help you to think, oh, well, yes, I've reached this stage now, I can do this. Because it actually is a gradual process. For some people, of course, they are born with the situation purely because it has never left them, perhaps because the communication and the connection of their physical state and their spirit is still uniquely tied, is not dissolved, perhaps, by any behavior or situations in physical life which have come to upset it.
Well, yes, you very often hear, you know, third generation medium or whatever. And
yes.
So this has probably come about because they have been brought up in an environment that it hasn't been, that it's been encouraged, basically.
Yes, it's not hostile to the situation.
Yes.
And so, of course, that doesn't mean to say that these beings are any less relevant or any greater or more relevant. Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Finn.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, Finn.
I've talked to you before, and you were nice enough to give me some nice information about myself. And
is that Tony?
I'm sorry?
Is that Tony?
No, my name's Gordon.
Oh, okay, Gordon. Hello, Gordon.
Hello, Finn.
Hi. I want to know if you had a meditation for people who are listening, like myself. Specifically with me, you said that my grace would be more like into the healing area. I was wondering if you had a meditation that would be appropriate for a person like myself. I have a friend whose name is Michael, and he's helping me kind of heal myself, my inner child, and my negativities that I have been dealing with. But I was wondering if you had meditation, I guess, that would help me as well as other people like me who are listening to help me tap my own healing ability to, channel healing abilities. I'm sorry, channel energy from the universe so that I can help other people as well.
Yes, I understand, friend. I do understand completely where, as they say, you are coming from. And I understand your willingness and your wanting and needing to be able to give out as well as receiving. This is quite typical and really, friend, is a wonderful thing to hear because you have actually passed the first hurdle indeed is in understanding that you want to do something, or that you even can do something. You have realized both of these.
You helped also by letting me in on the idea, well, not the idea, the insights you have from the other side, that this is possible with me. And, you know, I'm also grateful that I'm being helped by a really good healer with exercises that he's given me.
Yes, I understand this. The point is, friend, as well, that what I have to say to you is that really it is all in your intention, in what it is that is in your mind, and perhaps what your emotional intent is on trying to help someone else. So, my friend, if you then, shall we say, this isn't something that you necessarily have to build up to or prepare for, but the fact that you are already in the process of development, you are aware of the energies around you perhaps, and perhaps at times you need to connect a little more, then I would suggest really that you use the silent forms of meditation. I would not recommend music or that kind of thing, although perhaps if you live in a noisy environment, it may be better to have some form of soothing acoustic sound of the natural environment to actually help you overcome that difficulty which may be invading in your life. You understand, I have to be general in this description. The point is then that what I would say to you, friend, personally, is that in the ways of creating a silence field, you are then able to actually gather these energies toward yourself by attraction. Not by you trying to find the energies, but just by sitting and being open to the possibility of those energies coming to you. The point is, we are not making a time frame. We are not saying you have to do this by this amount of time. What we are saying to you is that you merely have to be open and resonant to the attraction of these other beings or other energies which are drawing close to you, and they are drawing close to you. So all you have to do is just to take your time and allow these situations to develop and open for you, and then you will be able to help others. And how you can do this to help others is perhaps then, shall we say, that you have a friend or whomsoever it is that you wish to bring healing to of your own self. So do not worry at this moment in time about your own inner states of mind or whatever. This is a situation which will gradually be overcome. It is not something which you are stuck with, because you are already beginning to deal with it. So now we need to enable you to actually be able to give your energy, your loving energy, that you are actually being focused to from the spirit world. And so perhaps you may think, well, I haven't got anything in my hands. I don't know what I'm doing. And all you need to do, friend, is to make your intention. That is secret. You do not have to have all of these pieces of paper saying you're this or that. You don't have to be a master at anything. All you need to do is to have the correct intention to create beauty and power through you to help someone else in a selfless way. Make this connection at the time. So ask your friend to sit in front of you, perhaps just in a very gentle way, and then just stand behind them, say an opening prayer, of course, to protect the environment, to protect your space that you are creating, this space of peace. And if you wish to light a candle or something like that, then so be it. Just be careful where you place it so it isn't in front of your face. Usually to the side is best, or perhaps down on the floor where you aren't, it's not going to be visible to you. And always be careful, of course, where you put it. I would suggest, then, that you make these connections just in a very simple way. Do not clutter it with thoughts and feelings or pronouncements or oh, well, you've got to do it this way, you have to meditate this way or that way. It isn't something that's configured and complex. It is something which is peaceful and simple and can only contain possibly one word. Just one word is a unique experience. Human beings have forgotten the name and the way in which words are used. And just to sound one word within the voice of mind can be something which attracts the most exquisite energy of love possible to emanate from any being and their inner core of light. Connect with this core of light, friend. Connect with it and just simply place your hands upon the friend that you wish to bring healing to. Just standing behind them, gentle, not saying anything, and just being in the presence of that energy. Just bathe in it, and you will realize a perfect and pure connection. Do not put a time frame upon it, but that when you feel the energy leave you, you will both be very surprised by the effective result that you bring in this sharing and caring moment together.
Gosh, I mean, by as you were just speaking to me, through my head, and even for the first time, I think in my right hand, I feel some presence here.
Course, friend, it will be to your right hand, because that is the energy of giving positivity and healing attraction. That is why we did it, friend. That is why we are having this conversation with you now.
Wow, that's the first time I've felt anything in my right hand. I've always thought that I was more sensitive on my left.
But, my friend, you were not thinking of it. This is my point, friend. You are not focusing your mind or attention on thinking, oh, this is supposed to be coming out of my left hand. This is what I've been told. This is what I've... Yes? Are you understanding me?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And in which case, you are focusing your mind upon that and missing it. Because when you focused your intention upon it as a thing, a physical thing that you are used to attracting in physical life, it won't happen. Because you are moving your energy, altering your energy from that which the spirit world wishes of you. So, what you do is think of nothing.
You're not being passive, are you, at that time?
Exactly. You are trying to attract attention to a specific that you have been told you have.
You feel like you need to channel an energy through it, whereas you actually don't.
All you need
to do that.
Yes, all you need to do is to be vacant and allow spirit to work with you. That's what they want to do. They want a free will experience. You to have a divine free will experience of giving. That is what giving is, friend, without limitation. Yes?
Well, I'm feeling a lot in my body as you speak.
My friend, it is your experience, your state of bliss, my friend, and the love within you. You are experiencing the love within you that is there, present. You see, you are not this hurt being at this state and at this stage of our conversation. You are experiencing the genuine form of love that really does exist within you, that is pure and beautiful as the beautiful being you are. Welcome.
Well, but I understand these words, I think, but I don't. The part that I'm experiencing now from just talking to you, is there something that you're doing to make this come out about?
My friend, what you are doing is you are connecting with your own pure spirit light. And also, by connecting, by making that connection, by being in this state of limitless possibility, you are allowing beings to come close to you, to bring you this energy. So, my friend, I could, if you wish, I could lay claim to those energies and say they're mine, but they're not. Anyone else may come up to you and say, I'm giving you these energies, but they're not. They are trying to control you. I am giving you a free will experience, friend. The spirit world are bringing you a free will experience which is limitless because you have not tried to control it. Do you see?
I really don't know what to say.
Well, my friend, speechless is good.
Speechless is good.
Speechless is means that you are just allowing the situation, the energies, to flow within and without you. And just to be at peace in that moment. You have done very well, friend.
Yes, and the healing ring of light meditation that Gregory said just before, previously, that I hope you heard as well.
Oh, well, I couldn't hear some of it, especially the caller, for some reason.
Yes.
But that would do him good too, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely. So perhaps when you are able to,
right,
you go to the archive of this situation, then you will be able to listen to it then.
Yes.
Right, I have a prescription for this month just so actually I could
record.
Everyone, I missed this program. This is so informative, especially the program that you did on the whales.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so, friend.
Mm. So informed of how their song is so interrelated to the health of this planet.
Yes.
I mean, it was so important, and people have absolutely no idea of such things. It's just so important. But But the strange thing is that as many people as I've talked to who are gifted or on the side of life or so forth, you're the first person I've actually spoken to where this energy that's just come through me and is still here that came through quite like this. Boy, I'm really full of it right now, and I feel it all over me, especially coming. I got to take a breath here.
Yes, my friend, what I would ask you to do in a moment is to put the phone down and just bathe in that energy, because they are there with you. They want to give you healing. So I would just ask you to just step back from this physical moment that you are experiencing with the communication process in this way, and just to allow them to heal you, because that is really what they want to do at this moment in time.
And enjoy.
And enjoy the presence and the moment, because you are experiencing it for real, friend. Not something that we've put in front of you or tried to bring you an illusion. It's a very real experience.
But why now at this moment as I'm talking?
Because you need it and because you are ready.
And you've asked for this information and help.
And that is the point, friend. That is all we are asking people to do, is to ask. And it will be given. Don't try to limit yourself with other people's perceptions and difficulties that you have to overcome this or that hurdle, modality or whatever it is. It isn't like that. It's rubbish. It is just synchronicity and the path of your limitless experience and being able to allow your intention to say, attract me.
Is
what you've done.
So, you let us know sometime how you got on, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to cool off a bit here.
Okay.
Very well,
thanks. All right, thanks. Thanks, Gordon.
Barely talk.
Yes,
God
okay,
bless.
Yeah.
With
you'll be fine.
Friend.
Have
yes.
a nice time.
Yes, quite
God
so.
God bless.
Bless.
God bless, friend. Be at peace.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we are going
you
to
can
speak,
see the way in which these connections were. And for our dear friend here, who is on the crest of a sublime experience.
Absolutely.
And this is something which is very real, you see. Everyone can do this. I'm not singling him out, but he was brave enough to have the interaction. And so was allowed to, because of his limitless experience, just opened the window to that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed the previous intransigence that he had in his mind to just slip away. And there it was.
Absolutely. I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're talking about developing your gifts of spirit. We are going to be running over tonight because we didn't actually start until 8:15 anyway, and I do believe we can go a little bit longer than that. So do phone in if you'd like to ask Gregory a question. Maybe you're having some problems or you've got some inquiries about developing gifts of spirit.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. And in Canada, also 888-810-8322. Okay, that's great. So, where were we? All right, then. That's right. We were talking about behind the scenes, weren't we?
Yes, please.
About how you decide what guides work with who and what the person's gifts are going to be.
Yes. Now, so to begin with, of course, when you first begin to develop, it may well be that you do not experience any presences around you at all. And this can be a little disconcerting. What are they doing then? They're not interested in me. But it is actually possibly because you are trying to attract a certain energy, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps your intention is, oh, well, I don't really know what I'm doing. Well, if you don't know what you're doing, then the best thing to do is just to sit there and be relaxed and be at peace. Learn to be at peace. That is a very important thing in physical life. too many people are in a rush, bringing about negative energies or dysteric energies about their life. So what they actually need to do is to just learn to be able to take time out of that busy life and learn to actually be able to relax within that moment, remember to breathe again.
Mm-hmm.
So for some people, of course, they may think, well, I wish to attract a certain being, an ascended being, shall we say, because I've heard so much about that, and obviously that's what I've been told perhaps by other mediums that that is the gift that I have, and so then you perceive to develop that upon a specific modality that someone else has brought to you. But that's their idea, it's not yours, and it isn't meaning that you will necessarily make that connection because you've already put a restriction upon your development. So therefore, you are offering the spirit world this very narrow field, this blinkered view of something that isn't your idea, but is actually an idea given to you by someone else. This means then that if you really want to develop, you have to dispel that idea, kick it out the window, out the door, whatever exit you have in your life for the sort of rubbish and garbage that you collect upon that life. What you need to do, of course, is in having done that, you then go back to the basic experience, which is you and your spirit. That's the basic experience. It doesn't get any simpler than that. The point then that we make is when you are connecting with your spirit, the divine essence of self, within the presence of God or is, you are in a state of limitless expansion. In expanding this awareness, you are not trying to fix borders, you are just allowing that energy to reveal itself. When you do this, you are perhaps attracting through your raised vibration, because do not forget, friend, that when you are having these experiences of very subtle influences or nuances in your meditation, or perhaps it may be that you have some divine revelation brought to you through your meditation experience. What actually happens is that perhaps this raises your vibration, therefore attracting an energy because of the light experience that you're having. And it really is literally a light. It means that your energy is shining like a beacon, attracting others from the spirit world, not flies to a
yeah.
to a light bulb or something like that in physical terms, but actually, your vibration is something which sends a signal to the spirit world that you wish to progress. And therefore, other beings will attract toward that energy. These will not be negative beings. These will be beings in the meditative state, of course. You are in a state and you have already made a pronouncement of protection. So you are calling, you are attracting these energies of a higher vibration. Because you have raised your vibration, therefore you are able to blend with that vibration of the energy that is drawing close to you. As I say, isn't important for you to know their name or identity.
Well, that can be very, that just puts more...
restriction.
Yes, too much clutter in your mind, and you're trying to empty
yes.
it, so
yes.
and be vacant for them. But presumably, in deciding that you want to develop your gifts of spirit, your doorkeeper, guardian angel, however you would want to call that being, knows about it and has you maybe made some arrangements or something like that, or put the feelers out to how do you form the situation behind the scenes?
Yes, make the relative connection.
Yes, you see the intent
in conversation.
There.
What conversation? I don't say anything. I haven't talked to anyone. No one's talking to me. Yes. The point is that you do talk to others, my friends. You do talk to others in the spirit world when you send out thoughts. Perhaps it is to do with a loved one who is in need of healing in some way, who has fallen ill, or is perhaps even in the throes of passing from some ravaged disease. You are sending your thoughts, your loving thoughts and energy to that being, not necessarily because you know that these energies will make them better, but perhaps to ease their suffering in some way, to help their transition to the spirit world. So this is you giving something of yourself in a selfless way to someone, not necessarily face to face, but spirit to spirit. This too will raise your vibration and your energy. So, my friend, when you are perhaps asleep or whatever and you're dreaming, you're having instances, perhaps, of out-of-body experiences, briefly, maybe. Mm-hmm. And that these too will be situations which will help your development as a physical being and as to do with your relationship with your spirit. Because the more that you have these experiences, then the more raised your vibration will become, because you will become more used to having those forms of experience. So it won't be a frightening experience to you. I understand that for some people, they actually, when they first have an out-of-body experience, it can be quite frightening mm-hmm. for some. For example, even being face-to-face with yourself is sometimes a very frightening experience. That doesn't mean to say that you are ugly or whatever, but that it can be something that actually takes your breath away, mm-hmm. that is quite difficult for you to contain.
Yes, well, out-of-control feeling.
Yes, quite so. And one of the things that human beings want to do is to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the immediate reactions to having a first out-of-body experience, perhaps, would be to snap. And you bring yourself back immediately. And that, of course, immediately hurts your solar plexus. You will feel a great sharp pain within it, or perhaps a dull thud moving in and out, like as though someone else is working your diaphragm very quickly.
And why does that happen?
And that actually happens because you have jerked yourself back in trying to bring control of mind, control of your surroundings, control of your physical body. What you are doing is you're bringing it, snapping it back, and actually what is happening is that your etheric cord between your physical body state and your spirit is actually recoiling and contracting very quickly. And that is the pain that you feel, because it actually hits against your solar plexus, which, of course, is your most sensitive part of your physical body there is. And so, my friends, perhaps you may, just as an aside to this situation of what we're talking of, you may feel that at times when you are in a situation of negativity, or negativity emanating from someone else in very close to your surroundings, it is something that will actually feel, you will feel within your solar plexus first. You will understand that there is something which has happened here because you feel it within your solar plexus, and this feels like a flutter within the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, it is a most sensitive place.
Well, when we're
which
sad,
being
well,
the reason why you would put your hand upon it as well. Though I'm not saying that this is a situation that you would undertake when you are meditating necessarily, but I'm just saying, so what happens when you are meditating and you are perhaps having an out-of-body experience, you would not, don't try to think in the form and sensations of control of mind the way that you do in physical life, because that can be something which actually has detrimental effect to you. As I say, you will possibly have a recoil of your spirit back into your physical body because of fear or because of trepidation about the energies that you are unleashing
or not
revealing
even,
yourself to.
Or not even be able to do it because you're too worried about it.
Oh, yes, absolutely so. Many people actually shy away from this whole facet of the completeness of the natural world purely because of fear or...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and those kinds of energies.
Mm.
So that is really the thing to do, is to actually be aware that this is a part of your life. It isn't something alien. It is something very real and very magical. Opening the doorway, not to fill it with, as some people do perhaps, that perhaps through fear, that they are only allowing the image perhaps of an iconic situation to do with their theocracy and that part of their spiritual practice, that they have been told that they are only allowed to fill their life with that, with Jesus, Mother Mary, Buddha, whoever it is, that that has to take the place of finding the is within you. The is within you is God in reality, in live activity. To enable the is within you to come out, you need to step away from control of these images, or fierce images of fear that you have of yourself.
Well, I guess you need to ask yourself why you want to do this, why you want to work for spirit, if you only want people like that. And, you know, sometimes it makes me think, well, you know, the people that are working with these ascended masters, supposedly, and that sort of thing, which is all very well.
If they are.
But then again, there's always somebody higher or whatever, isn't there? So,
yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's like you could get to the spirit world and think, oh, all the time I've been working with them. And look, there's all those people over there that are actually higher that I could have been working
yes,
with.
Yes, and that, of course, is always only because you are a physical being, and that is your perception that that person is ascended, or perhaps they have actually told you that they're ascended. Remember, always, if anyone tells you they're ascended, they're not. That's it, period. That is it, the end of the sentence, and the end of that a particular way of thinking.
Because
if a person is saying that they are ascended, it means that they cannot possibly be, because they haven't reached that vibration, because they're not in a state of being. If a person is truly ascended, they will just emanate love. They won't have a control or a limitation upon it with words or definitions. It will be purely saying, I am here, I am with you, I am giving you my all for you to be understanding of what is within you, and this is my gift to you. No words of ascension should ever cross your lips, and that is the truth.
Well, we'll carry on until Don tells us we can't carry on.
Oh, very well.
Okay.
As you wish, friend.
Yeah, I was talking about behind the scenes, Gregory.
Yes,
about
babe.
Guides.
Yes, yes.
Who picks your guide?
Who picks your guide?
When we talk about guides, we're not talking about doorkeepers.
No.
You know, we're talking about guides that come and go, that maybe will work with you in whatever way.
Yes, oh, very well. So then, my friends, who picks your spirit guides? Indeed, it is not necessarily that you pick any of them, although you may pick one or two of them before you have a physical experience. Do not forget that this may be something which was already pre-organized before you had your physical experience, even though you may not have actually done any work with them for 20 or more years of your physical life. Doesn't mean to say that you have alienated them, or that they have let you down, or any of those other negative thoughts and truncated feelings that human beings have about their own personal lives or their life experience. This is something which is new and revealing to you, and they have come perhaps to bring their energies for a very specific reason. So it may be that they are there to help you with a very specific gift that you may have not yet realized that you possess, and are there to perhaps help you. It may well be, of course, that leading up to this, that you actually encountered other beings, helpers, spirit helpers. These may be in the forms of children, adults. It can be in the forms of all different kinds of beings, or none at all. May even be that a spirit helper is an animal. Who is going to put a restriction upon anything that you experience is only going to be a matter of your mind and the limitation of that mind. Now, I'm not saying to say here, my friend, that you will then means that if you have no limitation, you will be beset by aliens or different life forms ultra to your experience.
Mm-hmm.
This, in fact, is a different form of energy completely, and I'm not actually activating or saying in this state that we are talking about inviting or procuring the understanding or the attraction of beings, species, who are outside of the boundaries of your common law experience of physical life. This is purely because these are about communications of love and divine expression, which are necessary for you to experience first and foremost with beings that you are familiar with. Doesn't necessarily mean to say that you're familiar with them in your own physical life as a personal experience, but that most certainly you can be familiar with them in that you are aware of their existence within your actual physical voyage.
Mm-hmm.
So, my friends, it may well be then that these helpers, as I say, come and bring energy, come and bring and help in very little ways. Well, what then if you are a being, shall we say, and you want to work in a very specific way? I say again, you possibly putting limitations upon it. Oh, how many times have you heard someone say, oh, I've always wanted to be a clairvoyant and that's what I'm working toward? Well, yes, to a certain extent, you will be able to work toward it, because once a human being has made contact with their spirit and other spirits around them who maybe want to work with them, and this is a very gradual growing process, doesn't mean to say that it's something that's going to happen overnight just like that, and one minute there isn't anyone and the next minute you have an army of 20 or 30 beings from the spirit world all wanting to apply their trade,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is,
yeah.
gift of experience. So we'll stick for the moment with this one situation that perhaps you are being who wants to work clairvoyantly, shall we say, that is all-seeing beings from the spirit world and their energies.
Mm-hmm.
So what you may have, perhaps, is that you become familiar through your meditation experiences of one or two different entities. One perhaps may appear on one side of you and another giving you a different form of calling card of their presence. That is, just to let you know that they are there. It may be that they have communicated with you in some ways, clairvoyantly or whatever, perhaps in the way of voices or whatever, in a very gentle way, in a very loving way, in your communication experiences. So perhaps then you have been trying this on different friends and people that you come into contact with, because these people, these beings, are then able to align the energy, your energy, because that is something which is developing and that they have, not in their control, but they have actually assimilated a presence with in the spirit world. This is actually what happens. There is an assimilated presence. It's a little like the spirit world provide a platform. You, in your changed and altered vibration, then become a part of that platform. It means that those spirit workers are then able to help you in a very giving way, in a very loving way, not something that is subversive or mind-altering for you, but something which is helpful and giving and truthful. So what will happen, friend, is that in this platform of energy, which is provided by the love and intention between you as a working relationship, what is actually then happening is that perhaps, shall we say, you come up to someone standing at a bus stop or something like that, just an ordinary common or garden day experience.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps you entered into a conversation with a person and they maybe reveal some inner sentiments and feelings of their own journey of life experience.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps it may be that they suddenly open up to you and begin talking about a specific situation. How many times have you heard that before? I understand that for many people they try to close themselves when they're in standing in a bus queue or a queue at a supermarket or even in a bank or whatever it is, that they try to keep themselves to themselves and ignore the world around them. But sometimes, just sometimes, occasionally, you may connect with someone, and perhaps those beings who are working with you, connecting with you in this way in the spirit world, are actually suddenly, there it is, they're a light. They're a light by the energy being present of this being that you are confronted with, and perhaps someone in the spirit world needs to get a message to them or just needs to be around them. And you are instantly aware of this simply because your friends in the spirit world, your spirit guides and helpers who have made this facility because of the attraction between you, are actually engaging with this interaction. And the energy that you create between you is enabling this spirit person, unseen to the being you're talking with, is actually then able to communicate with you or via these two friends, spirit guide or spirit helper, and enabling the communication process to either develop between them and these helpers, these spirit helpers, who then convey it to you or convey it to you directly. But in any event, if it appears to be that a spirit unknown to you before actually comes to speak with you or communicate with you directly, it is always through a third party of the spirit of a being who has been working with you in the background.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about next week about where and can you turn it off and that sort of thing.
Yes, quite so.
You know
what's
what I mean?
Appropriate?
Yes.
I have given you this idea, this situation of talking to people in bus queues or bank queues or whatever, or lines or wherever it is you're from, that you relate to this instance just purely as a way of understanding, not entertaining things that you shouldn't do, but actually understanding that you do have gifts. These are energies that you can support in a very loving and giving way. There are times when you need to bring trials to your life to actually experiment with it. It's a free will situation. Do not forget this. But if you wish to develop it further, then put yourself into that place. You may have palpitations about it. You may clam up. You may actually lose your breath and actually faint at times because you feel, oh, I've put myself on this spot and I haven't got anything behind me. That's because you have not developed it. So what you need to do is go back to development, continue to develop it, make it a part of your life. They are there to help you with love, as always.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gregory. That's been wonderful.
With love and light, may you be at peace, and may you, whoever you are, understand something limitless about your own desires and your own pathway and walk of life. The future, we behold it, be positive.
Thank you. And thank you very much for your emails, your phone calls. It's been wonderful. I said that because I'm just reading that to remind you that if you email us with your, if you want a free, short Akashic reading from Gregory, it might be 5 minutes, it might be 10 minutes, I'm not sure yet. We're going to see how it goes. But anyway, email us at enq@spirit-teaching.com, and then probably the week after next, which will be the 12th, we will have, if you give us your phone number, and we'll need your full birth name, and that's what's the name that was on your birth certificate, and your date of birth, okay, so your name, your phone number, your full birth name, and your date of birth, and possibly a question. Give us a question about you. I'm not sure if we're going to go that way yet, because Gregory, if he's got your Akashic book, he will just look at your book and just give you a mini reading, possibly. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, give us one for now. And then ask us a question about you, not your loved ones or your family, because it's your Akashic book, okay? So email us in the first instance, and then what we will do is we will phone you up on the night, okay, and we'll take the first, however many we can fit into the first show, and we'll be doing this periodically if it works out okay, and we'll probably be doing it in 2 weeks for the first time. So email us on enq@spirit-teaching.com if you want a mini free short Akashic reading from Gregory live on air, okay? So, well, it's been wonderful tonight. Thank you very much for your calls, and thank you for listening. Do join us again next week and Thursday. My name is Sylvie Avery. Until next time, be peaceful. peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.